I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. We're all feeling the economic crunch from the COVID-19 pandemic, from workers who've been laid off or furloughed to businesses that have had to close their doors. But now, as many businesses face continuing losses, some say they're attempting to stay afloat in ways that consumers might find questionable. From salons to dentist offices to nursing homes, businesses around the country, some are charging hidden COVID-19 related fees for covering things like PPE, disinfection services, and other things consumers may not be aware of. Hannah Denham is a national business reporter with The Washington Post, and she's here to help us break it down. Hannah, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
What kinds of fees are we talking about generally?
So we've seen a range of fees from businesses across the country. We've seen a $5 disinfection charge in a hair salon to up to $1,200 in retroactive services for food and cleaning at a senior living center. What these fees have in common, though, is that they are often undisclosed until the customer gets a bill.
$1,200, was that something that was charged to an individual?
Yes, individuals at the senior living center were charged $1,200 each. It was later refunded after the Attorney General in Michigan took action, but that's just the most egregious example I've seen.
Hannah, how common has this practice become among different types of businesses?
So it's something that's hard to numerically track. I surveyed and reached out to attorneys general offices and financial departments in all 52 states and territories, and I found that in at least 29 of those states, consumers have filed at least 510 complaints of these surcharges at different businesses. So this is something that we can track here that's growing.
Were there certain industries and businesses that were more likely to charge these types of fees? You mentioned facilities for the elderly. Is that one of the more egregious examples that we're seeing?
That is definitely one of the more common and the most expensive surcharges I've seen. But I've also seen a lot of reports from patients at dentist offices, other doctors' appointments. We've seen it in hair salons and restaurants. So any sort of medical care facility or some sort of business that requires close contact, that's where we're seeing these PPE fees.
So thinking as a business owner, let's say you've had a tough year, no doubt about that. And, you know, adding to that pressure is now the fact that many of these outlets and many of these businesses do, as you mentioned, have close contact and have to be safe. So is it unfair to charge consumers?
It's definitely been rough for businesses. The cost of PPE has gone up dramatically. That's why the American Dental Association says that dentist offices are often charging these fees. And for the restaurant industry, coronavirus fees are sometimes a way to sort of offset the increased expenses that they have to operate under restricted occupancy. So yeah, extra fees aren't fun, especially when they're a surprise. So I think what consumers really hope for from these businesses is that they're disclosed upfront.
Why is it that consumers are picking up these fees? Why aren't the federal, state, and local government doing something to help businesses mitigate some of these additional costs?
I think that's a question that both consumers and businesses are asking. CARES funding has run out for a long time for a lot of these businesses, especially those who are locally owned. Funding for local and state governments is even hard to come by. So I think this is a situation that consumers are frustrated that they're sort of picking up the bill on. But in the case of dentist offices and other medical care facilities charging these fees, the issue really should fall with the insurers to cover these fees for the healthcare providers in their network. And that's what a lot of state governments are encouraging right now.
Hannah, how likely is it that insurance companies will actually agree to cover additional charges? Could this become standard practice going forward to take on these additional charges?
It definitely depends on the state and the insurance policies that are in practice there. At least in New York, it is legally required for these insurers to refund any customers that have any patients that have had to pick up these fees and to encourage the healthcare providers in their network to stop charging these fees if they have done so. But it really does depend on the state.
You're using the word encourage. I have a couple questions there. Number one, a lot of folks may not even be aware that they're being charged these fees particularly. But the second thing is, encouraging companies to do the right thing and requiring companies to do the right thing are two different things. Are there any states, attorneys generals that you spoke to that are now thinking of ways to create legislation to be more clear about how companies, what the limits are in charging consumers these types of fees?
You're right. It's legally really murky because a lot of these states don't actually have laws that protect against hidden fees or even price gouging, which some feel like this is an instance of because we're in a public health crisis. So some of these states did adopt price gouging laws in March at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, but not all have these laws. So it really depends on the state. In California, we know that hidden fees are illegal. In New York, the Department of Financial Services is taking legal action to keep insurers and check, but it really does depend on the jurisdiction of where you live.
How much of a choice do consumers have? I mean, you have a choice to say you don't want to dine at this establishment because you don't want to pay that fee, right? That could be a choice. But if you're at a dentist or doctor's office that you're there for work that needs to be done, you've taken the time off, your insurance has approved the visit, and now you're being told you need to pay this additional fee, consumers may not have a choice in the matter. Is there anything that can be done to prevent that from happening, to giving consumers a choice?
That is definitely the issue here. I talked to one woman in Ohio who was charged the $10, I believe, coronavirus fee at her dentist office for services that she had not received yet. She refused to pay the fee, and now the dentist office is refusing to continue with her dental surgery that she needs. And so she just feels like she's in a bind. She's reported it to the attorney general's office, but so far nothing has happened, and she just feels like stuck. And I think a lot of consumers, it doesn't feel like a choice if this fee is being slapped on at the end of the bill. So I think that one thing you can do is report the issue to the attorney general, to any sort of financial regulator that you have locally. But even then, that takes time and there's no promise of being refunded. So it really is a tough situation for these consumers.
Hannah, once long ago, and I'm being silly when I say long ago, it was only a couple of years ago, particularly under the Obama administration, there was something called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was supposed to look at these issues. The Federal Trade Commission might in some ways look at these issues. What does Washington have to say about this?
I have not heard anything from Washington on this front. I think this is something that's really still early to track. I've only been able to sort of find out the current number of complaints in the 29 states because I went to every single attorney general in every state for months. But this is hard to track. It's largely anecdotal up to this point. And so I think it'll take some time before federal regulators really take notice. But I think that is something consumers are hopeful of.
And is there any last minute advice for consumers who find themselves in that position? You said contact your attorney general. Any other pieces of advice? Or for businesses who want to charge these fees, how should they be doing it more transparently?
I think what consumers are asking of these businesses is to just disclose the fee if they have one up front. For restaurants, if that's on the menu or on a sign on the door. For dentist office, if they're calling for your appointment to let you know on the phone, there's an extra fee. And I think consumers, any advice I would give is to just ask questions. Maybe this is something you should ask of businesses that you are patrons at moving forward.
Hannah Denham is a national business reporter with The Washington Post. Hannah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.